Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that I see on the post all the time. I see people always say, well, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you could see it in their eyes that they're a narcissist. The eyes are the window to the soul. And that's true to a certain degree. To a certain degree, if you look at somebody's eyes, you could pretty much feel out what they're thinking, all right? But there's more involved when dealing with a narcissist, okay? One of the biggest ways you can, you can spot a covert narcissist is by their body language, you guys, all right? The body language of a covert narcissist pretty much tells it all. Because with a covert narcissist, yeah, they can give you that nasty stare and everything like that, or they could roll their eyes. But with a covert narcissist, you'll see it in their face, okay? You'll see it in their face. Because what a covert narcissist does to mask themselves is they are expressionless, all right? In other words, when you're talking to them, they're not smiling and they may not be, giving you an angry look necessarily, but they're kind of like they're blank. You see a blank facial expression. And that is usually a red flag that you're dealing with a covert narcissist. Because what they do is not typical of a person that, let's say, is a nice person, a kind person, maybe smile and have a genuine smile. But with a covert narcissist, they sit there like a stone, okay? They sit there like a stone, almost unnatural. And it's not just about the eyes, you guys. You've got to look at the whole body language of them. That's why a lot of times, let's say you go out with a covert narcissist, it's not so much, you could see who they are by their eyes, because covert narcissists have darting eyes. In other words, they'll be with you and their eyes are darting all over the place. But it's also their body language. A covert narcissist, with their body language, they're going to be a little bit distant from you. They're going to be the kind that maybe aren't so much wanting to hold hands or get too close to you, or if you're around other people, they're the kind that like turn their back to you when you're talking, pretend they don't hear you. So again, it's not just about the eyes. You've got to look at the whole person and, the vibe that they're giving you. The vibe is how you're going to know in a lot of ways that you're dealing with a covert narcissist. All right. Like I was dealing with a covert narcissist. This was one of my son's teachers when I was trying to explain something to him, about my son's behavior, because my son is nonverbal autistic and he just didn't want to hear it, but he didn't say anything rude or nasty, but he didn't make eye contact with me and he dismissed anything I said. He didn't acknowledge when I was trying to advise him, how to handle him, okay? Because I knew from experience how to handle my son, because he could be very difficult, and there's a certain way you have to handle him, you know, where he was trying to get in all in and, you know, discipline him. And I said, the more you do that, the more he's going to pull away. You've got to, you know, step back from him and, you know, he'll, you know, listen to you more. But he was dismissive. He didn't want to hear what I had to say. So he would turn his body and then, you know, not even like acknowledge what I was saying to him, because in his mind, you know, I was not going to tell him how to do his job. Okay. He was not open-minded. He was closed-minded. Plus there were a lot of other clues as well that signaled he was a covert narcissist. All right. So you see it also in their body language. Okay. Covert narcissist will not want to make eye contact with you a lot of times, or they'll make a quick eye contact with you in turn. And they'll also, they'll not be give you a relaxed feel. A covert narcissist will not make you feel relaxed around them, all right? And you're always trying to feel them out. This is why you're constantly asking them questions, because they're not giving you feedback. You may constantly ask them, well, what do you think? Do you agree with me? Do you think, do you want to do this or this, that? And they sit there and they will not validate you. And they'll say, well, if that's what you want to do, you could do what you want to do. All right. And that's their way of being dismissive, you know, and not validating you. But what they do is they try to act impartial about things, but deep down, they're not in your corner. That's the bottom line, you guys. These people are not in your corner, and you'll feel it by the vibe that they give you. Now, also watch out when you get a covert narcissist in the beginning, their body language is going to be different too, all right? They are chameleons again. So what they do is they alter themselves to be what they have to be in order to fool you, okay? So they may be very affectionate, you maybe give you a hug, maybe grab you, maybe kissy all over you or whatever. But again, what is the timing of it? It's the beginning of the relationship. So what do I always say? The beginning of the relationship is not when you're going to know really who this person is, you know? It's later on when they, you know, they're more at ease and the mask falls, and that's who they really are. They're not putting on the act, okay? So people get fooled by the fakeness of the covert narcissist, because at times the covert narcissist could be very, very nice. And at times they could show you fake empathy. At times they could do favors for you. And this is what confuses people and causes that cognitive dissonance, because they remember the few times that person was nice to them or was kind to them or smiled at them. And they said, oh, they can't be a covert narcissist because they can be nice. But what you not realizing is that, yes, a covert narcissist can be nice at times. And the times that they can be nice are either to fool you that they're a nice person, and that's, you know, generally in the beginning of the relationship, or they can be nice sometimes in front of other people to fool other people that they're a nice person to you, okay? But the real covert narcissist is not a nice person, because you will see that by the inconsistencies, all right? But this podcast is more about the nonverbal body language of the covert narcissist. And you guys, let me tell you, I've dealt with so many covert narcissists in my life, all around me. And one of the underlying components of that covert narcissist was not just reading those eyes, seeing that stare, that evil stare that they try to hide, okay? But it was the body language, okay? It was the blank facial expressions, or the smirk, okay? Or the rolling of the eyes, or you could just see the disdain they had for you in their facial expressions. So it wasn't just the eyes, okay? Yeah, you can pretty, if you're a sharp person, you could read somebody by the eyes. But when you really take it in and you look at everything, you look at those facial expressions of somebody, that's when you're really going to know how this person feels about you. And then on top of that, their actions, because a covert narcissist will say one thing and do another. They may say how much they love you, how much they care about you, and then they don't show it, okay? They're not there for you when you need them, okay? They make excuses why they didn't call you or why they're not around you, all right? So it's not what comes out of somebody's mouth. Where's my plaque, okay? I always bring this up, you guys. Where's my plaque? It doesn't matter what comes out of somebody's mouth, what they tell you, it's what they show you. And somebody who really cares about you will be there for you when you're down, okay? When you're down. That's how you're really going to know who the narcissist is, when you're down, okay? And also, you know, in a romantic relationship, you're going to see who that person is by the red flags and their actions. There will be red flags, but a lot of people don't pick up on the red flags. And I get these people that say, oh, I was love bombed for 2 years. Impossible you were fucking love bombed for 2 years. Just fucking impossible, okay? There were red flags there and you either ignored it or you didn't recognize it. And one of the major red flags, and especially with a covert narcissist, is they disappear or they make excuses, okay? Excuses why they can't see you, but they'll tell you they're in a relationship with you, and then let's say they don't see you every weekend and they give you excuses. These are red flags. This is somebody who's playing you, okay? They're playing you. Because even the busiest person in the world will make time to see you, okay? So you guys, all right, I wanted to bring this up because again, I see people, you know, they think like with the covert narcissist, oh, you know, it's all in the eyes, it's all in the eyes. And like I said, a lot of it is in the eyes, a lot of it. And like one of the ways you can, you know, see it in their eyes is like that cold stare. Okay, everybody, if you've dealt with a covert narcissist and you know what a covert narcissist is, you will know that cold stare. That's the stare that they give you when they're really fucking pissed off at you, but they hold themselves in control to not give you the satisfaction that you got to them. And they will plot and get back at you later on behind your back. You're going to pay for whatever you said or you did. That covert narcissist is going to make you pay later on. And they're not going to tell you because a covert narcissist never shows their hand. But they're going to pay you back. And you're going to, if you're a sharp person and you have experience in dealing with covert narcissists, you're going to be able to read them not only by that stare, but by that blank facial expression that they have. And you'll see this also if you ever go to therapy with a covert narcissist. You guys, it is the funniest thing. And I saw it one time with, you know, the housewives, the Real Housewives, you know, of New Jersey, where she went to therapy with her husband who was cheating on her. And he was sitting there and he had, you know, he tried to stay like, you know, he was very neutral where you couldn't read him. And he really didn't want to be there in therapy, but he had to because he was trying to save his marriage to this woman, okay? And the thing is, he just sat there and you could see by his facial expression and by his eyes, to him, it was all a joke because he wasn't really all in. He was just kind of, you know, placating his wife, you know, so that she would stay with him and pretending to be all into the therapy. But in fact, you could see by his eyes that his eyes and his facial expression were not of a person who was really, really into trying to, you know, change who he was and everything. And that's because with a narcissist, they don't think anything's wrong with them. All right. They're just doing what they have to do, or it's all part of the game. And he's probably in the back of his mind, he's laughing. He's laughing and he's saying to himself, yeah, I'll just pretend to be here and pretend that I'm going to change. But all I'm going to do is manipulate you better and get away with what I want to do and pretend that I want to change and just, you know, give you the big BS act, okay? This is what they do when they go with therapists. They give the big BS act to the therapist. They pretend like, yeah, no, I want to work on my marriage. Yeah, I want to work on my marriage. And meanwhile, it's a joke to them. They're laughing, you guys, behind their breath, because again, it's all a game to them. It's all a game to them because that fucking covert narcissist thinks they're slick. They think they're slick. They're playing you and they're playing the therapist. And I guarantee you, I would bet money on it, that covert narcissist will never, ever fucking change, okay? They'll pretend to change, but they're not going to change. They're just going to manipulate you better. That's what they're going to do so they don't get caught, okay? But the point of me bringing this up is it wasn't just the eyes, you know, the darting eyes, you could see it in their eyes, but you could also see it in their, you know, their frozen facial expression. Covert narcissists have a frozen facial expression. They try so hard to mask themselves so that you can't read them. But just the fact that they sit there with that frozen facial expression, it's not natural. They don't have natural facial expressions. They give themselves up to somebody that really knows the fucking covert narcissist. And this is how I have been able to spot these covert narcissists time and time again. And all the other, you know, ducks are in a row with the other things that covert narcissists do. But it was that blank facial expression that showed me that this person is not opening up. This person is not opening up. I could see they are tight as fuck in their body language. And that showed me that this is a guarded person that is afraid to be transparent. Okay. So because they're so, so guarded, that is a red flag that you don't have a relaxed person there. And a lot of detectives, when they interview people for murder cases, you guys, if you really study about liars, you will really get it, okay? And you really study true crime, you will see the same pattern, okay? But a lot of body language with people that are lying is they're very closed up, okay? In other words, they may have their hands crossed. They're tight, okay? They're tight because they're nervous. They're nervous because they know that they're lying. Or they may sit there in the chair and be grabbing the chair and try not to shake or anything like that because they're nervous. They try to, you know, act natural when they're answering the detective's questions, but they're tight as fuck because you will see it if you're a sharp person and you know people, you will see that they're tight and that they're trying to hold their body language so that they don't give themselves up, okay? And it takes a lot of experience to see it, all right? You know, not the average person will not be able to recognize these kind of things. You have to really be somebody who has studied this or had a lot of experience with covert narcissists to really spot them, all right? But the whole purpose of me doing this is to explain to you guys, look at the whole body language of that fucking covert narcissist. Look at the whole body language, not just the eyes, you guys. Look at their mouth. Are they got their mouth going up in one corner with that nasty smirk, all right? Are they rolling their eyes? Are they, you know, giving you a fake grin, okay? Or when they're smiling, they don't know how to smile and open their mouths. It's a, you know, closed mouth smile, you know, that is a fake smile. That's a dead giveaway when dealing with a covert narcissist. They give you that closed smile, smirky smile with the side lip up, okay? So, you know, also the body language of when you're talking, they have, you know, they got their body a little turned from you, all right? They can't be open and relaxed. See, a person can lie, but their body, They can't hide their actions of their body because the lie is not natural. And that's why a lot of people get busted with the lie detector test. And can people, you know, beat a lie detector test? Some people can and some people can't, all right? Most people can't. So their body language gives them up, you guys, all right? You'll just feel, I always say, go with your gut instinct. If you feel like there's a chilliness with this person or there's a distance with this person, there's a reason. Then there is a fucking distance with this person, all right? They're not natural. They're not relaxed with you. They're not focusing like a normal person that you, compare this person to somebody that, let's say, you really trust and is in your corner. Are they acting like that? No, okay? Because they're not going to open up to you because they don't trust you. Again, what do I always say in all my podcasts? They don't trust you. So they're not going to open up, and you're going to see it in their body language. You're going to see it not only with the eyes, the window to the soul, but you're going to see it in their facial expressions and how their body is. If their body is turned away from you, if they're all tightened up when you're asking them questions. See, a lot of times when you're hitting a narcissist with a lot of questions, what they'll do is they'll throw their hands up. This is one of the red flags that you're dealing with a liar, okay? And if you've studied liars, you'll know that. You know, what's the first thing they'll do? They'll throw both hands up and say, I don't know what you're talking about. And they'll step back from you. They may take a step back and they may even repeat what you asked them. Where was I last night? Where was I last night? Because it's given them time to think, okay? They're trying to fool you. That's what the covert narcissist's goal is. It's to fool you that there's something that they're not, all right? So you guys, don't just look at the eyes. Look at the whole body language of this person, all right? I want you to look at their facial expressions and notice when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, I want you to notice, you know, if they try to, you know, sit there and they try to be expressionless, that is your red flag as well, okay? Because a normal person may smile or they may disagree with you, but one thing they are is they're transparent with you. But with a covert narcissist, what I'm trying to say, you guys, is they are expressionless, all right? And I'm like trying to get this out. I'm tired. So you guys, so understand that, you know, it's not natural. A covert narcissist's body language is not natural and relaxed and something like that. So don't be fooled by the fakeness. See, again, what I have to say is it's very hard for the average person to spot this. You know, you really have to have experience in dealing with these kind of snakes that pretend to be something that they are. And that's exactly what a covert narcissist is. They're a sneaky snake that pretends to be something that they're not, all right, to fool people. So I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.